Little Orphan Annie by James Whitcomb Riley, read by Keith Curtis. Little Orphan Annie's come to our house to stay, and wash the cups and saucers up and brush the crumbs away, and shoo the chickens off the porch and dust the hearth and sweep, make the fire and bake the bread and earn her board and keep. And all us other children, when the supper things is done, we set around the kitchen fire and has the mostest fun, a-listenin' to the witch tales that Annie tells about, and the goblins a-gets you if you don't watch out. Onct they was a little boy wouldn't say his prayers, and when he went to bed at night away upstairs, his mammy heared him holler, and his daddy heared him bawl, and when they turned the kivers down, he wasn't there at all. And they seeked him in the rafter room and cubby hole and press, and seeked him up the chimney flue and everywhere, I guess. But all they ever found was this, his pants and roundabout. And the goblins'll get you if you don't watch out. And one time a little girl would always laugh and grin and make fun of everyone and all her blood and kin, and once they was company and old folks was there, she mocked 'em and shocked 'em and said she didn't care. And this, as she kicked her heels and turned to run and hide, they was two great big black things a-standin' by her side, and they snatched her through the ceiling before she knew'd what she was about. And the goblins'll get you if you don't watch out. And little Orphan Annie says, when the blaze is blue and the lamp wick sputters and the wind goes woo, and you hear the crickets quit and the moon is gray and the lightning bugs and dew is all squinched away, you better mind your parents and your teachers fond and dear, and cherish them that loves you, and dry the orphan's tear, and help the poor and needy ones that clusters all about, or the goblins'll get you if you don't watch out.